It is Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here is the good news. Friday edition of Not Necessarily the News. Because, hey, stuff happens out there, man. Let's start right out.
Hey, what happened?
Hello, Hanksters, as we stream live on our Hank Facebook page. I'll have some Friday fun in the comments section. We'll get to the details coming up on the way. The Senate worked all night long. Look at that, trying to help those airline folks out there. But also, from Capitol Hill, it was announced yesterday that President Trump's signature will start appearing on U.S. currency starting in June. This is all to commemorate and part of the 250th anniversary birthday of our country. So that'll be rolling out soon.
America.
This is unprecedented and unprecedented.
Wow.
As the Treasury Department said, it's the first time ever a sitting president has signed American money. It's always usually the Treasury Secretary and people like that. So, and if you want to know more about that, go see Hamilton. So, for those that still use bills,
TCB.
There you go. Soon going to have the Donald signature on it.
I know, it's right by his birthday.
Yeah.
Extra fun. So the hottest property in Hollywood right now is a bootleg copy of The Bachelorette. ABC employees rumored to be scrambling to get their mitts on one because it's worth more than gold. After the season was canceled, it's suddenly the thing that everybody wants to see. It's messy, it's real, and forbidden. Primarily because we're not supposed to see it. Meanwhile, you remember when Kayla Nicole, she was the gal that won the reality competition for Travis Kelce's heart back in the day? Well, rumors are swirling that she could be returning as the next Bachelorette and has taken matters into her own hands. She's done an audition on the TikTok.
Is that where you apply for jobs now? Is on the TikTok?
Apparently. I don't know. Okay. I mean, I saw you updated your LinkedIn, but I don't.
Uh-oh. That means it's hacked. I haven't signed into LinkedIn in like 5 years.
Hello?
Oh, well.
This isn't really you.
I've been here a bit. And it's been a little while since, unfortunately, we lost the great Charlie Daniels. Passed away in 2020. But coming up, speaking of our nation's birthday, a Charlie Daniels hologram will headline a concert at Fort Campbell in Kentucky. They're hosting a free Independence Day concert on the 101st Airborne Division Parade Field, and it will feature a Charlie Daniels hologram tribute backed by a live band. Now, I think this is an outdoor facility, and I've not seen one of these really much at all.
This is why I don't really believe anything that I see ever anymore.
Oh, yeah, you can't sell anything on... on life the internet
is,
anymore.
Life is not lifing as it should.
Evidently, Logan Paul wasn't fighting a real-life tiger.
Oh.
Turns out.
It's ridiculous.
And Mom sends me stuff all the time. Oh. It's like, no.
You know what? My daughter does that. Chuck always sends stuff her grandpa. She's like, Grandpa, this is AI.
Look
this
at all these bunnies real. Bouncing on the trampoline. No, that's not it, Mom. But that will take place July 4th.
What are you doing?
Also on this bill, real-life performers. Aaron Tippin will be there too, so we'll get a little more as we get closer or when that happens.
He's not going to be a hologram.
No, but his mustache is.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. Bonus, technology is amazing.
Well, it was the opening day of baseball yesterday, which is a big world if you're the sports director.
Go Rangers! Go Rangers!
Hank FM. Yeah. And, Americans alike are very, very excited. But let's not talk about that. Let's talk about what could have been, namely Kurt Russell, who actually played back in the day until he couldn't.
As a young man, I was gearing up for that, and I played pro ball and did sustain a career-ending injury. My dad had done the same thing. He was a ball player, and you know, he was an actor, so that came along, and I was like watching that. Okay, you could make $110 in one day, which would have taken me 2 years on a paper route that I had.
Yeah.
I called my dad's agent. I said, count me in on this deal.
Yeah.
You can now see him on Taylor Sheridan's The Madison. And I feel like we should put a disclaimer that if baseball professionally does not work out for you, acting may not be a better route.
Or pro wrestling. Go with that. Mm-hmm. Or just have AI put you doing something crazy like fighting a lion.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Madison. Biggest premiere of all the Sheridan shows, the Madison.
Yeah, people season. Are going crazy
yeah,
over it.
Yeah, yeah. They got the Pfeiffer Madness. So, airlines, it's been a tough week there. And so United Airlines decided they're going to help everybody relax in economy. So a new perk for economy passengers on United called United Relax Row, where you can book a full row and turn it into like a flat bed-like surface. They'll even give you a mattress, a couple pillows, and a blanket.
Okay.
Tell me how this is going to go, right? Yeah, so you could go to sleep, you know, full on in economy. So, which they really need to roll those out for those people still waiting in the TSA lines.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, this will start sometime, they say, during this summer. This follows on the heels of Spirit Airlines just replacing all of their seats with old futons. So, well, it's a different kind of
convenient.
Tactic. Yeah.
So, and something called Utilita?
Named
just
it.
Put
Nailed
together
it.
A brand new survey.
Yeah.
I think this is getting ready for Mother's Day because you got to be good. You got to be perfect on this holiday. And some pearls of mom wisdom that we should all know. There's 10 of them. Well, lay your clothes out the night before school so you know exactly what you're going to wear. I did this one this morning.
Yeah.
I took care of it.
There you go.
Do not go to someone else's house empty-handed. Kelly from the Ville says you bring a covered dish. Don't go to bed angry. Easier said than done. Mm. The top five, if you're not sure about something, just sleep on it. Keep spare cash in your wallet just in case you get lost. Put money aside on payday before you start spending, which is really not very much fun. If you don't ask, you'll never get it. And if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all.
Why do I feel I'm being yelled at right now?
Your mom.
I don't know, but I feel like a horrible mother because I'm not sure I do any of those except for number 10.
Love you, Mom and Dad.
Well, there's always, now the week's almost out.
If I don't lay out my son's clothes, he's going to look like he's unhoused.
They're about to be new parents. Congratulations to Twilight werewolf Taylor Lautner and his wife, also named Taylor Lautner.
Oh, my gosh. They're
expecting their first child together. I wonder what they will name it. And then Pamela Anderson is the face of a new ad campaign by a company called, it's a fashion brand, called Aerie. Nailed it. A-E-R-I-E. Anyway, it celebrates, as they say, real women as opposed to AI.
Mm.
And they picked Pamela Anderson.
That's
when you think country.
Country music's my life.
They can.